Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. There's a battle being waged over hotel resort fees. Those extra charges that hotels tack on to the cost of a room can sometimes double or even triple the advertised price. That's infuriating for guests. And now some cities and states are taking a stand.
The attorney general in Nebraska, who's a Republican, has sued Hilton. The attorney general in the District of Columbia, who's a Democrat, has sued Marriott. And I think these suits, this is a coordinated effort with attorneys general in several states across the country. And I think that they're really going after the two big companies in this.
That's Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney. He'll reveal the tricks that hotels use to sneak fees past you and how online booking sites are also fighting back. That's next. The sweet deal you find for a hotel room can quickly turn sour once you add in the fees. So-called resort fees charged by hotels can significantly drive up the price of a room. Guests have been grumbling about this for a while, but otherwise hotel chains haven't faced much opposition until now. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney for some details. So Scott, first of all, how did these resort fees first come about?
Well, it really started about 12 or 13 years ago, and I think it was a reaction to the online comparison shopping that so many of us do, where you search for a hotel room in a city or dates you want to go, and up comes a display with hotels sorted by their room rate. And so clever hotels figured, well, if you can take $30, $40 out of your room rate and call it a mandatory fee, then you'll be displayed higher and more likely to get bookings. And yet you can still collect more money when the guest goes to check out.
Did some hotels get the idea from airlines who had been tacking on fees to their services?
I think this sort of is in some ways the baggage fee of the hotel industry. You know, airlines and others, car rental companies, we've certainly seen fees after fees after fees in the travel business. So, yes, that's part of it. What makes this different is these fees are mandatory. You do have a choice with an airline of whether you're going to check a bag or not. But with these mandatory resort fees, destination fees, whatever they call them, it's not an option. You got to pay it if you want the room.
And we're not talking about a couple of dollars. In some cases, these resort fees can triple the advertised cost of a room.
Yeah, some of these examples we found were just crazy, where there's a hotel in Las Vegas, you know, will advertise the Oyo Hotel, advertise a $23 room rate, and the resort fee is $41.95. So you end up paying three times as much.
Hotel companies, they've gotten kind of creative in how they sneak in the fees during the reservation process.
Yes, and it can be very misleading. On Marriott's website, once you click through, and you have to click through to two or three screens to find this, but there may be a room rate, and it'll say in small print in a box, mandatory daily resort fee of whatever, $35 or whatever it might be, added to the rate. But it's ambiguous. You don't necessarily know if they've already added it or it will be added. Now, some of them do say will, and that's a little bit more respectable, I guess. But at the same time, it'll show the room rate and not do the math for you. So why not add it in? In some cases, hotels are even displaying, you know, sort of the total price, but excluding the mandatory fee. And so you can easily get hoodwinked into thinking this is what it's going to cost me and then get surprised that it's going to cost you a bunch more.
Well, it no doubt frustrates hotel guests, but some online booking companies have seen enough and they're taking action.
Expedia has started penalizing hotels that charge mandatory daily fees in their search results displays. They're trying to, take away that advantage that encourages hotels to sneak in these really deceptive fees. Booking.com, Expedia's big competitor, they've taken a little bit different route. Just at the first of the year, they started charging their sales commissions on the mandatory fees, as well as the room rate. So you book through Booking.com, they collect a sales commission from the hotel for making that, for selling that room. And in the past, they have not charged a commission on the fees, which gives hotels actually an incentive to go this route of adding the mandatory fees. So they want to take away that advantage and charge commissions on it.
And it seems like politicians have seen enough also. There's bipartisan legislation against the fees on the federal level, and some hotels have actually been sued by governments over the fees they charge.
The attorney general in Nebraska, who's a Republican, has sued Hilton. The attorney general in the District of Columbia, who's a Democrat, has sued Marriott. And I think these suits, this is a coordinated effort with attorneys general in several states across the country. And I think that they're really going after the two big companies in this. The bill in the House of Representatives, also backed by both Republicans and Democrats, you know, a lot of people think this actually may have some merit, that it has a chance of moving forward. People, consumers really hate this. It does seem deceptive. And the industry, in a sense, has a problem getting out of this business because who wants to be the first hotel company that's not going to allow mandatory fees to creep in? If you do, you're at a disadvantage to your competitors. So if the hotel industry actually doesn't oppose the bill, they may see this as the answer to make everybody make the change and get out of this sneaky business all at once.
Well, it definitely frustrates the constituents of the politicians, and that could be part of the lawsuits you mentioned. But these fees can also affect the tax revenue that municipalities collect.
This is, you know, sort of hit and miss in different places. But there's concern by some people in New York, for example, that the tax being charged on the mandatory fee is the regular sales tax at 8.875% and not the hotel tax of 14.75%. So if you rolled the fee into the total cost, into the regular room rate, you'd pay a higher tax, would be paid to the city. Now, that means guests at the hotel are paying a little bit less in room tax or in total tax to the city. Add that up, and it actually ends up being a lot of money that the city of New York is losing out on.
But there are some cases where hotels can actually work in some credits and work in some sort of deals to soften the sticker shock of the fees.
Well, I think that, yeah, it's a little bit of misrepresentation, I think. So to sort of combat the backlash, hotels have said, well, you actually get something for the resort fee. In a major city, to charge an urban destination fee, what do you get for that? Some hotels have said, well, we'll give you a coupon for a bus tour or bicycle riding or things like that. Some hotels actually do offer a credit at their restaurants. They want you to use their restaurants. People have complained that, you know, prices are really high. Breakfast at the Marriott may be a whole lot more expensive than walking across the street and finding breakfast at a much cheaper, maybe better place. And so they don't want to be locked into having to eat at the hotel. We've even seen, you know, hotels sort of wrap in things that are otherwise free. Use of the hotel gym. Well, in most places, anybody can use the hotel gym. They'll include the Wi-Fi service. Well, that may have been previously free to a lot of members of hotel loyalty programs, or maybe not even useful to people who have good digital plans on their phones and don't bother with the hotel Wi-Fi. So this notion of, well, you get something for the mandatory fee, I think consumers would much rather have the choice of using something and paying a fee for it rather than being forced to use it.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal Middle Sea columnist Scott McCartney with us. Scott, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Good to be with you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.